So I can finish today the sugya of Makir and Patish by going through, hopefully some of the Maamar Komos, the various areas where we find that Chazal asked certain things, certain things to Rabbanon with relation to Makir and Patish. So I'm going to mention six different things in no particular order. Rabbi Ribiat has these things. I think they have some others also, but these are the ones that I want to mention for us today. Primary areas that the Rabbanon made gzeres that relate to Makir B'Patish that are famous, that are really no gay halacha l'maisa. And with that, we'll finish up the sugya of Makir B'Patish. I mentioned that I prepared the shurim and hotzos. So I think we'll need three shurim. This coming Sunday, which is Sukkag, I'm not able to be here Sunday. The question, I can be here Monday, it's Memorial Day, so we have to decide. I'll send out some of the WhatsApp group whether we should shiur. I need three shurim to finish up the last malacha of hotzos. Again, as I mentioned, I'm not doing all the Erevin material that you'll learn in the Halacha L'maisa curriculum, with I guess Rabbi Stein, I think, teaches it, but only three shiurim. So we can either do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday next week. It doesn't matter much to me. Monday is Memorial Day, so I have to figure out people will be around. We'll figure that out. But meanwhile, let's finish up Makir B'Patish. So we find the mission, source number one, mission basically, which we've seen before. The mission is on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. That's a couple of important points in that Mishnah, but we discussed some of them already. The Mishnah says in source one, Kol Sheh Chayavan Av Mishum Shvus Mishum Rishus Mishum Mitzvah. The Mishnah divides various rabbinic decrees into three categories: things that are Shvus, things that are Rishus, and things Mitzvah, things that are Mitzvah. Whatever is Asad on Shabbos, certainly Chayavan Av Yom Tov as well. Rashi explains again. I don't want to go into the details now, but Rashi says what it means is Kol Sheh. First Rashi in two, Kol Sheh Chavala Medivrei Sofer. We're all dealing with here with Divrei Dinim Drabanan. Shalola Asos B'Shabbes because of Shus. Shus means they asked it. There's no mitzvah quality or component to the activity whatsoever. It's just something the Rabbanan asked. Mishum Rishus is an activity Sheyesh Bo Ktsas Mitzvah. It has some mitzvah component to it. Avalo Mitzvah Gedola. Rekar Avulos Dov Rishus and Sheyesh Bo Yisum Medivrei Sofer. Okay, it's still also the Rabbanan, even though there's a mitzvah quality to it. Or Mishu mitzvah, sheish ba mitzvah mamish. May have a mitzvah, may really be a mitzvah to do it, but nonetheless, the Chacham asked it, Mishu mishvus, and it's chayav on Yontef too. So now the Gemara says, or the Mishnah rather says back in one, me'elo hein Mishu mishvus. We discussed that categorization already with regards to other malachas, you know, what fits into what category. But anyway, elo hein Mishu mishvus. So it says, la'olim ba'ilon, you can't climb a tree. Again, there's no mitzvah associated with that. You can't climb a tree on Shabbos. La roch on a gavet behema, can't ride an animal. Again, you may break a branch. Kotze, we talked about that way back when. Lo shotin al pnei amayim, you can't swim, which we'll get back to at the end, a little later in this year. What I'll look at now is lo metapchin, lo mesapkin, lo meraktin. Okay? Rashi says, ein metapchin biyad. Metapchin means banging your hands together, clapping. Clapping your hands together, that's metapchin. Mesapkin is al yerech. You slap your leg, you bang your leg. Instead of clapping your hands, you bang your leg. Okay. And Meraktin is dancing beregel. And Rashi, the last Rashi there in two, and Lamed Vav and Beis and Beitza, Rashi says, Ein Meraktin beregel, but kulam l'simcha l'shir. All these things are done in the context of simcha and singing and so on. You clap your hands or you slap your thighs or you dance and so on. What's wrong? Warm afar is gezeira shem yisaken kenegdan kalei shir to ka'ovid mona. Okay, it's Makir B'Patish. You may tune or take out or fix up a musical instrument as accompaniment to these activities. And that's indeed what the Gemara says. Rashi was just foreshadowing the Gemara Amud Beis. That same daf, a little later in the daf, at the very bottom of the page. In source three, below the top, below the top, below the Gzeira, Shami Yisaka, and Kleishir. So that, again, you may fix a musical instrument or you'll tune a musical instrument to accompany a connection with the singing and dancing, and therefore they ask that all together on Shabbos. Okay, the Rambam brings us in the category of Makir B'Patish, Perek Chav Gimel of Hilchos Shabbos on the Dalet, so it's four. Kol Dover Shugmar Malacha Chayal of Mishul Makir B'Patish, as we've seen already the last few days. Umipnei Zeh, HaGorer Koshin, something else, or HaMesakin Kli Be'ez Dover Shizakin Chayat, fixing a vessel in any way is Chayab L'Fichach. It's clear, Lefichah means, therefore, it's continuing under Makir B'Patish. Lefichah, also Lashmiya Kol Shel Shir B'Shabbos, Bein B'Kli Shir, Kiron Kinoros, and Volim, or Bein B'Shar Dvarim, you're not musical instruments, okay, you're not allowed to play any music on any kind of musical instrument. It's also in the Rabbanon and Shabbos. And a few lahakos be'etzba lakarko laluach, not even banging against the table, against the floor, again, to keep a beat, rhythmic banging and so on, or laluach, and so on the board, oh, achas keneged achas keneged hashem, you know, bang one hand and the other, again, clapping or banging for the purpose of rhythmic beat, kederach hamashorim, ol kashkes is egos latino, to shake, you know, egos means nuts, walnuts, whatever you shake and make, noise, a rattle, you know, like a rattle, okay, latino, ol sachik lo bezug, play with little bells, kedei sheyishishtok, so be quiet, kol zeh, okay, utzva osur, gzeira shem yisak and kleshik. The problem is clear that all these activities, which are not also Rabbonim, but they're all under this Gzeira of Shem Yisaka and Kleshir. So playing an instrument is also because it needs to be tuned. You have a guitar, when you take out a guitar for the first time, you tune it up a little bit and, you know, make sure it's in tune. Or if not, if you're afraid a string is going to break or something's going to break, you'll fix it and so on, in case it breaks. Any tapping to make rhythmic sounds is all Usr. That's an Alacha Dalad. And Alacha Hey, that which the mission started with, when you start from that mission, Beit Salam and Vav and Beis, Halacha Hey, and Perakov Gimel and Shabbos 4, and Misapkin, Velo Merakim, and Metapkin Shabbos, Zerish, Misakin, and Klishir. But he throws in, Ulisape, Kalachar Yad, Mutu. Clap backwards. You see people, you know, they clap like this on Shabbos and clap in a backhanded, abnormal way. That's Kalachar Yad, that's Mutu.
And these didn't. What exactly, Merakim means dancing, right?
Yes. Yes.
So, but I'm saying, what if you're dancing and it's not possible to lead to tikkun kli because you have no instruments?
So let's see a little bit. Okay.
It's again, like a lot of times I like to dance with the kids when I do Shalom.
Yeah, yeah. You go to NCSY or some Shabbaton or something like that. There's lots of dancing. We'll have to see. But according to this dinner, which should be also, so we'll see in a moment. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah there in Siman Shin, I'm sorry, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Lam and Ches Sif Aleph. That's where the dinner applies. So it's fine. Hashma is called the kleshir aser, but aval hakish aladelis. What about banging on the door? Okay, ozbo kisheino derech shir mutter. Okay, if it's not done in the manner of a shir, it's mutter. Now the Ramor writes, "Uchenim lo ovid ma'aser shari." If you don't do anything, you have to see what that means. And then Ramor explains a little bit. But the Aruch HaShulchan will give us more details. The Ramor writes, You want to call somebody and you like you whistle, you know that kind of thing. You whistle to somebody to get his attention, right? They whistle to get somebody's attention, you know, like a bird. Mutar lasosu b'Shabbos. That's the Ramon says, that's mutar on Shabbos. The assumption being, it's not, you're not doing it for any musical purpose. You're just trying to get a guy's attention. So you whistle, you know, to get the guy's attention. But ba'aser lahakos b'shabbos ala delas b'tabas hakavua b'delas. But if you're banging on a door with a knocker, because some doors have a metal thing or wooden thing that, you know, you bang, especially fancy doors, whatever, that's what you're not allowed to do. Afal pisha ena v'chavin l'shir, even though, again, you're not doing it for musical purposes. Mikomokom hova klim yuchad l'kach aser. Since it's yuchad, that's what it's for. It's to make this type of noise, then it's included in the gzerim. L'chein, he says, the old days, you know, the before alarm clocks, they used to have people, the shamans would go around the town early in the morning to wake people up for shachris. You know, the yeshivas, they used to do it also. Okay. Bang on people's doors and whatever else. They used to have some kind of a, I think the guy was called, what do they call him? The Becker, you know, the, you know, wake people up.
Becker.
Huh? Beckerman, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, wake, Becker. The Vekka would wake people up. So, or they would claim, stay away, blah, 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 you know, stay, wake up for serving God. Anyway, so, but they had a special kli for it, so you shouldn't use it. Alamak alatas, you just knock on the door. Okay, that's the Shulchan Aruch, and Shin Lam and Ches, Sif Aleph. And Shulchan Aruch, the Mishabur, it's a Kotten Aleph, 6, okay, he says, Lav Dafka Beklashir, that rule, the Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to produce music with an instrument, the musical instrument, is Lav Dafka Beklashir, El Af Biyad, even to produce musical sounds with hands. Go Lahakos Kaf Al Klav, Hechashu Derech Simcha Beshir, also. Just clapping or, you know, keeping a beat with your hands and so on, for the purpose of Simcha and Shir is also. And he'll refer to some, we'll see in a moment, Simcha Shin Lamites, Mitam Shemi Sakin Klashir. Okay, for the purpose of Shemi Sakin and Klashir. I mean, something else, you know, what if you bang on something to scare the birds away from the fruit, like you don't have a scarecrow, so that's it's Eino Derech Shir, but other reasons why that's also in the brackets, we'll leave that out. Bim Yirtza Lahakos Kaf Al Kaf, Lis Kedei L'Sameach Hatino L'Ashtiko. Sometimes your kid is kvetchy, and so you want to calm him down, you get the child's attention. We sing them something, you know, the Sameach Hatinu Hashtichol Yeroi Lasozek Kelachar Yad. try and clap backwards, then it's mutter.
Okay, I just want to point out that I've been to a lot of shuls where when they have a dance, someone does a beat on the bima.
Yeah.
And also Shabbos tables, people, you know, do beat on the Shabbos table.
So let's see. We've got to go step by step here. Ben Echanami, this will be a problem according to all of this so far. Okay. Then the Shulchan Aruch Shabbos at the end, some kind of contraption they had with water. You know, sin mayim b'kli molei nekovim. Lahatif l'tol kli machas g'lashmiya kol noyim. Some kind of a somewhat primitive, I guess, musical instrument, but it would have a like a cup with holes in it, probably different sizes, and it would pour water, and the water would drip out onto a metal thing, and it would make sounds. You know, you make something hitting metal makes sounds. So they would do that, okay? Kedashmir kol noyim aydan atifa. That's awesome. This is avikam ken kekleshir. Okay, that's also some kind of new instrument. I remember a couple of summers ago, my wife and I went up to, I don't want to say upstate New York, not that far upstate, but like a little further north in Poughkeepsie, that, you know, that area. The Roosevelt Museum's there and so on, or the Hyde Park, whatever, that area. So there was a footbridge, you walk, there's a bridge, and they showed how you, they every year have some sort of a concert or something. We weren't there for that, but they recorded it, where you bang different types of sticks against the metal poles of the bridge, and it makes different sounds. Very fascinating. You know, depending how you hit it and how the wind is, it can make a whole, somebody composed a whole musical score related to that. They can make sounds of different things. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah is talking about that's what they had in those days. Anyway, but if you're doing this just so the sick person can fall asleep, it's a soothing type of sound. Okay, then it's okay. If you do this, you know, to wake up somebody, it makes a loud pitter patter type of sound. Sometimes, you know, it's pouring out, you're sleeping, you hear the rain outside, it bangs against your window, wake up. No, I mean, if you're reasonable, I happen to be a light sleeper, but you know, sometimes it rains hard and the rain wakes you up outside because it's banging against your windows or your windowsills. Anyway, if you do it that way, then it's not kleshir at all because you're not doing it b'ne'ima or b'nachas. That's a different story. That's mutter. Okay, that's the Mishnah. So, it's in Kotan Alev. A few other examples, then we'll come to some other practical things. So, lahak is in Kotan Beis, lahak is shaloka derek shir. Again, knocking on the door, even though you're trying to produce a sound. The whole purpose of knocking on the door is to produce a sound because, you know, you want the people indoors to hear you, to know that you're there, right? That's mutter. Okay, now, feeling makish b'kli, kevin shen derek shir. It's not done derek shir. Same thing, people who call somebody, if you whistle, you know, and the Mishavu writes the Kotan Gimel, I feel imanim hakol ke'ein shir. And even if it's a whistle, which is like a sound, it's like a tune, a little bit of tune to it, that's still mutter, as long as you do it just with your mouth. You just whistle with your mouth, that's okay. But a kli that's miyuchad l'kach, look at Tziv Kotan Dalad, return alomer, shemiyuchad l'ashmiya kol chayshin and shemiyachavin l'shir. If it's some type of a thing that's done, designed to make the noises and so on, not just your mouth or your hands, then it's osir. And if it's a kol shekin l'ashmiya kol b'kli shekorn kamartan, that's a tuning fork. You know, you may bang it, you make it, you know, to get a pitch, a proper key. Pshita da also the clay shiru. The gam hum chavan l'shir, that's what he wants it for. Okay, he wants it to get a certain note and so on. But he does say by a door, if you just shake or rattle the handle that keeps, says, barzel sha pesach nino b'niftach bo, or the handle, you just click it or you shake it, and it's a way that's mutter because that's not a kli that's miyuchad for the noise, it's miyuchad to open and close the door. Good? All right. The knocker, however, is also, and look what he writes in the cotton hay. Ayan b'al rabba p'ri b'gadim, d'bizan nishma d'hu adin d'osa limshu b'chut ha'inbo b'shabbos. Okay, you pull a cord, bell cord. Now, you know, in the olden days, you had a bell cord that the rich people had. You pull the bell and upstairs, the butler or whatever would hear it. You know what I'm talking about? They would have like a rope that they would pull and it would make noise upstairs. The butler knew to come down. Okay, but that kind of a doorbell. Okay, that's, you want it's Kadesh Yishma and Shabbai. So Chotzim Tzorosh, that Kli HaMiyuchad L'Hashmiya Kol, it's for the purpose of making the sound. So a doorbell, a bell cord, all this stuff is... is aser. And then he raised the question at the end, Ulainyan, we'll see the next Sukkot. In the end of Sukkot and Hey, he writes, Ulainyan imutal if tocha del shidiyah sheish bo inbo. What if you know there's a bell, you open the door, and there's people sometimes have chimes or some other type of thing attached to the door. When you open the door, it makes those chimes. They said, we'll see in a moment. So look at Sukkot and Hey, very interesting question. Sukkot and Vavmin, very interesting question along these lines. Okay. Kasa Vataz, see Sukkot and Vavmin. In here in your days in Resh Pei Beis, was there mucha to also litlos b'shabbos osa paroches sheish ben pamonim. Sometimes in shul, the paroches by the aron has bells on it, or even more commonly, the crown for the Sefer Torah. Right, they put these crowns and it clinks and it makes the bells. I was just last night at a achnas Sefer Torah in Stamford, Connecticut, and you know, that beautiful crown with bells, you know, and you take it out, it rings and dings. That's what it does, right? They hear all the sound. So the Taz was a problem with it. He says, the osir litlos b'shabbos, osan ha-parochas yish ben pamonos, mir kol, k'shaposin on. The chen l'sabor al-atzechayim shal sefer Torah. Again, to put bells on top of the wood. We have, either you have one big one that goes over both, or you have two separate ones, one for each time. Yeah. Oh, so, okay, but, yeah, okay, I don't know, but it does make a sound. The pack, it may depend what they made of. No, some of it's just the metal clanking, that's something else. No, but some of them have actual little bells. But they don't make it. But they do make a sound. I don't know, I think that's what Taz asked them. Okay, but, he writes, V'ashach shom, cholek alamitam da hakama do tzarech mitzvah shari. This is for the purpose of a mitzvah. It's a cover for the Sefer Torah, okay? And it's also, we'll see in a moment, it's that people know the Sefer Torah is out, so stand up, right, for Kavod HaTorah. So it's been done for Kavod HaTorah, so Shach is Mekel, okay? And then he writes also, you talked about the dancing, what about Simchas Torah? You know, people dance the whole Simchas Torah. So Mishmur writes, the Mutter L'Rakim B'Simchas Torah L'Kavod HaTorah. So permissible to dance in Simchas Torah for Kavod HaTorah. And that's why the bells in the parochas, the bells in the Sefer Torah, even if they are regular bells of mutar, according to Shach, because at the end it's done for Kavod HaTorah. Okay? What do you mean? Isn't the guy waking the people for shul that's also a dvar mitzvah? Yeah, but the Hosam Efshav in Yanacha, he doesn't have to do it that way. He can do it in other ways. Okay. And he can answer here too, maybe, but that's what the Mishmur said. But he says, even that, in limchos b'yodim, people do it. All right, now, as far as the issue, the second part of the Mishabur, which you already alluded to in the end of Sukkot, and hey, b'chein le'inyan imutar liftoch ha-delas k'shudei sheish b'am inbal, he knows it's an inbal, inbal's a bell, you know, the Inbal Hotel in Yerushalayim is the Inbal Hotel, you know, because right by the Liberty, they have a little park there, Liberty Bell Park, you know, they have a replica, a little replica of our Liberty Bell. So it's called Liberty Bell Park. So the hotel right there is called the Malone Inbal. Anyway, so he says, according to Taz, it's also Shach and so on would say that it's mutter because his goal is not when he's opening up, he's not trying to make a sound. Okay. He's trying to open a door. Okay. On the other hand, the quotes the Groves, Machmer, the Inbal Miuchar Lashmir Kol Enaf Kamin. Who cares what's Kavod? It's Miuchar for that purpose. Okay. Anyway, he says Gambel Yerabim Tzadik the Ain Lahaka Mitam Zel Lachuda Lagabe Parochas Do Milsa the Mitzvah. The Parochas is different, and but he suggests maybe you know maybe it's better to take the bells off for Shabbos. But most people are Mekel because that's you know the Tzorach Mitzvah and so on. Finally, in Sukkot and Zion. Yesh Mekoma says the Shamish takes some other type of kli, but more it's in the second part of the Mishnah Berurah to quote in Zion. Umaka mashemaka Hashem zeknes al shulchan umashmiya kol kedei lahashkit ha'am lechazor sashatz. Many shuls they bang on the bima, you know, to let you know the chazor sashatz about to start, or they bang to remind you to say yalav yovo. You know, the rabbi, so the guy claps twice on his bima, and I'm actually once on the. So I have, so I banked it, you know, before Tawampu Yalav Yovo. When you can't, like by Shachos, you can't yell out Yalav Yovo because they have six. So you're banging on the beam, everyone knows, they're doing all the shuls. Or I tell my shul that if I'm going to make the Baal Tokeh go back, that I wasn't satisfied with that sound, I'm the Makri, so I wasn't the other side, so bang, let's repeat the sound. Or the couple of Psukim Megillas Esther, it's a minute to repeat the Pasuk. a funny minute, but the minute you repeat Lifnehem and Bifnehem, and remember towards the end, or Hashmir Villa Harog, Hashmir Larog. So I say, we're going to repeat the Pasuk. We've got to hang to let you know to repeat the Pasuk. So, people say, well, how are we supposed to know? You're saying that, what does your bang mean? Does it mean to say Yalav Yavo? This isn't something important. Does it mean the Yalav Yavo? It means we repeat the sound. It means we should repeat the Pasuk. All right, it's all the same bang. You have to know Hakol Lafi Hainan. Anyway, but the Mishavuri writes, Mashamaka Shamshak Nizal Shulchan Mashmir Kol Kadil Hashkir Machazon says, Ein Bizeh Isser. Okay, because that's, you're not using a Klinitz Miuchalaka. So that's the Mishavuri again. You have all these ramifications of this din. Well, we already saw, to answer Avram's question, Avram Levin's question before, a little bit of hetter now when it's Tzorach Mitzvah, right? That's Simchas Torah, and I can answer about dancing on Shabbos, we can extrapolate from there. If it's the Torah, Tzorach Mitzvah, the Kavod, and so on, there's room to be made. The Aruch HaShulchan also discusses these din, which is in Shimon Lamaches, starting at Sivvav. He's a little bit bothered by this business that there are more rights. The funny language, there are more. Look back in Source 5. There are more rights. In lo ovid maisa shari, if you bang on the door, in lo ovid maisa shari, don't do a maisa. I don't know what that means. Okay, he says in Sivav, the Beis Yosef wrote, if you, it's okay, it's mutter, you bang on the door, shalok kederach shir. And there are more added in lo ovid maisa, and therefore he says, if you whistle to your friend, it's not a problem. He said, well, what do you mean? I don't know what he's talking about. Shira bepeh. Look at the third line of Sivav. And seven, the hine shira b'peh halo lo nesser klal to begin with. That's not a musical instrument. You're whistling, right? That was never. That's like singing. That was never asur krak shira b'kli. Only a musical instrument. Okay, so what does Ramo mean in lo ovid b'isa? So he says what I think it means is komer shemeshor rak b'piv below b'isa kli. Okay, he says something. What he thinks it means is. People who whistle, not just whistling, but sometimes you really want to make a loud sound, you put your fingers in your mouth, you whistle that way, you know what I'm talking about? Right? People put the two fingers, and they make a louder whistle. There it's already a mice with your hand. That's what Ramo is saying, it's still okay. Just whistling stam, not even be a shiloh, according to this approach. But he's talking about whistling with put your fingers in. Okay, Shemeshua. Siv Zion, he says again, even there, you're not convinced of this because even there, your hands are just, your hands are just for the purpose of enhancing the, the sound and so on. Okay, you're going to look into the Aruch HaShulchan. He says that it's mutter, even if you didn't do a ma'avayis shir. The rabusa is, again, if you stick your hands inside, your fingers inside, and make your teeth and so on, even though you did it with a hand. All right. In Siv Ches, he talks about the tuning fork. And let's recall that the Aruch HaShulchan, I've said it many times, it tries to always justify the minig. Apparently, you look at the Sifches. Based on this, maybe there's a schus. 10 years, tens of years, or decades. Poshta ha-mispachas, the mispachas is a disease, right? Like by Tzoras. So it says, Eitzal chazonim. She'ochsim b'yidem mazlei koton shel keser. They take a little silver tuning fork, and that's how they get their voice, okay? Or other type of material, shakarin kometon, again, a tuning fork, okay? By the omer on Shabbos and Yontif, so that they have the right to sound and so on. And he says that really is a musical instrument. I mean, that is a definition of a musical instrument. Really, also, it's a mamish klei shir, also a shir. And he says, v'ein b'yodein limchos, it's hard to object to what they're doing because they say, well, I can't sing properly otherwise. Well, on a Seno Rab, my door parts, it's unfortunately, people aren't so attentive to halacha, and people think that it's okay. And, Adarabi says someone wants to walk out of the shul because they're doing that because he thinks it's incorrect. It leads to machlokas, okay? And so he says, well, maybe at the end, the real sound is from the voice of the chazan, okay? And that pitch thing, the tuning fork thing, is just for 1 second just to get his voice in order, but the ikar is singing. So maybe, like we said with the whistling, when you just whistle as opposed to putting your fingers there, even if you put your fingers, and even if you put your fingers there, they're almost makel, because it just is an accompaniment and so on. And he writes on the next page, Ki chalil, we have to give some limud tzchus. Ki chalil lomar sheklal Yisrael yikoshel b'yisru shus. Chas Hashem, all these people, and klal Yisrael, again, what do I tell you? Rosh Hashanah always tried to defend. He's not happy, but you see he's not happy. He says it's a disease and it's no good. But maybe Chas is on to say that everybody is, you know, and he also writes in brackets that they would, first of all, the brackets, he also says they put the notim, not, I think musical notes, they have like a fancy, they have like a musical score that they have in front of them and so on. And look what writes in brackets, Sha'omim atevos are kofel in the shalshim. They repeat words. Okay, again, it's not our topic here today, but sometimes the Chazon repeat words, you know, to make it fit the tune, right? So a repetition of words. So it becomes a whole Chazon piece. They're repeating, 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 you know, and after a while, it's funny. I mean, there are all kinds of jokes about it. They, I won't turn, you know, I think my grandfather was, Chazon was singing right before Rabbi Shtabach, you know. He's saying, David ben Yisha, David, I'll call Dira Yeshua, says, David ben Yisha, he kept saying, David ben Yisha, David ben Yisha, David ben Yisha, Yisha ben David, Yisha ben, it just changes the whole meaning. You know? But so sometimes the Chazonim weren't the most learned people either. It's like sometimes the very fancy Chazonim were not really showing Torah mitzvahs in the very fancy Chazonim. Yossel Rosmaz, one of the famous Chazonim, he was showing Torah mitzvahs. And so I know. Yeah, it's a bit of a run. They're on the schools weren't in America. The schools weren't. Some of the schools weren't years ago. We're not like today. Akshadora, they were better today. They would have chazanim. So they there was some other famous chazan who once here, Yossel Rosenblatt, who was considered you know one of the great chazanim. You know, and he was a Shomer Torah film man. You know, and so they asked him. Once the other chazon asked him, how come you get paid so much more than I do? You have a higher salary. So he answered, I get paid for the Sounds from essay also. I didn't say the Sounds from essay probably, but he did. Anyway, but Lamai says, so the chazon repeat words. I think the Rav said, the Rav Salvation of Baruch said, and I think it's in print somewhere, that, you know, repeating words is okay if it's in a piyut, but not in a bracha, and not in reporting a pasuk. You know, not in the middle of a bracha, and anything's a bracha, which I guess leaves out the chazaras hashatz, you know, but if it's in some piyutim, certain piyutim that you say it would be permissible, he would hold. But I think today we don't do it at all, yeah. Anyway, no, I say, as far as I recall. But I didn't hear this one about it. Yes, I think that, I think it better not to repeat, I think, in Sukkot. You know. Yeah, I guess it distorts the pasuk. Could distort the meaning sometimes. You know, yeah. When they repeat Malavata, I think now they repeat Vanachna and Varachaluka, right? They don't repeat. When I was a kid, they always repeated Mayatavyadalam, Hallelujah. And I think now in all the shows they just go na 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 Hallelujah, or they stretch it out somehow, I think.
Also by Vayehi ben Sa'a Aron, they repeat.
Yeah, Ki'i means, you know, that's a pasuk. See, Baruch Shanasan Torah, I said, but Dushosa, the second part, there's not a pasuk. Baruch Shanasan Torah, Baruch, that's okay, it's not a pasuk. But the first one, Ki'i Mitzion Teitzer, is a pasuk, so some people are like, but, okay. Anyway, he's Melamed Tzchus, he is, you know, defends it, he says that they repeat words, you know, he says, people say, they say, Plano Oneg, it's Oneg Shabbos, it's Oneg Yontev, and maybe it's not really Nisr, but, you know, we try and bring Anach Olam, it's Chus Bono Zera Kodesh, you know, okay, whatever, enough said about that. Finally, in the Siftes, the Aruch HaShulchan writes about the door, okay, and he brings the door thing maybe over to the whole problem, okay, because what's the difference, you know, if it's a Kliyam Yukil Lekach, bang on the door, so what, you know? All right, so he says it's over to the whole. Fine. But now let's come to something else very important in this connection. But now we had all these surim. Earlier in Beitza, on the Aflamad of an Aleph, source 8, okay, the Gemara had Amalei Rabba Baruchana Labaye, Tanan, Ein Metapchen, and quotes that, the Gemara earlier on Lamad of an Aleph quotes the later Mishnah on Lamad of an Aleph, Ein Metapchen, and Mesachin, and Meraktim, okay, and Ein Metapchen, and Mishum Shir, or Mishum Avel, sometimes they would clap, you know, it was a sign of Avel, you know, the women would wail, not a Rishon now. Anyway, we don't do it on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, well, idna de kachazina da avdin hafen, ready the Gemara. Nowadays, we see that people do it, and nobody objects, right? And it says in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to do it. And look what the Gemara says. You're talking about your time, Rav Ron, but the Gemara already said, well, idna de kachazina da avdin hafen, we see people do it. But I'm really a little bit, we don't say it. So Elahanach when he saw Mutav Shushar, I left that to the Gemara, and I gave other examples, but Elahanach when he saw Mutav Shushar, Goyim Ezidim. Hachanami, Hanach when he saw Mutav Shushar, Goyim Ezidim. People do it, and they think it's okay. It's sometimes better not to say anything. You know they're not going to stop anyway. First Rashi says again, Mitapkin, Yadav Zuzu, Misapkin, Kafal Yarech, on your hand, on your thigh, Rock and Regal, Kulam Nesu Mishmishus, Derish Mitakin, and Klei Shir. Okay, but, and next to was 10, I should put it together. No, it's because I skipped a few lines in the Gemara. So, Hanach lahem bedover sheher gilubo. Below Yaxon, people are accustomed to this. They're not going to stop. So leave him alone. Mutiv shushom ayum azidin. Lavor kashiyedu velonichu mekha. I'm not going to stop anyway. So better they should know that it's only a shoge.
But my question is, why does the Gemara have to say that? Why can't the Gemara answer that in a situation where you're just dancing without the possibility of music?
But I guess that was Xer was all the way. However, what's relevant though is what Tosus says there in Daf Lamed and Aleph, the other is showing too, but look at 11. Tosus the Maschul Tanan, Pirush Yashi Shem Yisaka and Klishir, so it's a little like you're saying, but even more. Umiu Ledidan Shari. This whole thing is mutter today. Okay, not musical instruments. To my clapping and dancing. Musical instruments remain also, that's for sure. Okay, that's Shem Yisaka and Klishir, but then, why? The Dafka be a day and she'll be key and lasos clichir, shire le meshayach le mixa. Amale didan, ain't no be key and lasos clichir, though shayach le mixa. So says Tosa. Now we don't know, nobody's going to clap and now know how to build a musical instrument or something, tune up a musical instrument. It's like, it's more than you're saying, Aram. Now the Tosa is allowing it. Okay? So Tosa, not everyone agrees, but Tosa allows it. Because for nowadays, basically nowadays, this Gezerah of Shem Yisaka and Klishir, by Metapkin, Misapkin, Arakdin, by those three things, doesn't apply. He says it doesn't apply to us today. Shulchan Aruch and Simchin Lamed Tess.
What about a case if a person is a drummer or a percussionist where he is a mumcha and he's banging on the table or on the bima?
Tosis seems to say that nowadays that whole there doesn't apply. That's what he's saying. You look in the Shulchan Aruch, Simchin Lamed Tess, Siv Gimel. And he gives the other example, the hakos betz balakarka, keeping a beat and all this stuff. Okay, and with children, all the things we mentioned before. But there are more rights. The hard look at the third line of 12, Shimon Shin Lamates and Archim Siv Gil. The hard and the sakman rakma idna, the lamachim shum the mutav shushogim. Okay, that's one thing. But the yeshom of this man is that called shori. The ain honor bekin basis klashir, but lekala migzer, shemisaka and klashir. The milso del shriach. It's going to apply even for a progress. Milso shriach, it doesn't come up. The efshar shali is there, nogul hakobako. So therefore, make them. So says the Ramo, Okay. And the Mishabura says, velo mara, and simkot mechas, velo maraktim, biom simkos Torah, mutal arakid, and mutan simkos Torah, because we're saying divrei sheva, for kabbat Torah, and that wasn't included in the shulis and so on. And now he writes, of a shar mitzvah, simply he writes, of a shar simply shal mitzvah, going to be suing, I feel a hockey also. But you're having a shemar brach or something like that, then he says it is also on Shabbat. The gamla kavara Torah ain't kedai lahat el tipuch barikud, below kishkush pamona vizogin, shal shakin shar kleshir dosa. Even on simple star, we don't say he can play instruments. We don't, that far we don't go. Okay. And people are makel. And okay, so the, and again, the Shavur clarifies in Kotin Yud, the Kula is on Tipuach Sipuk Rikud, the clapping and the slapping on the thigh and dancing, but it doesn't go on the other things, you know, that's not allowed. Roch HaShulchan again, Simshin Lamates Sivtes, he gives you another heter. Al Nias Daitinir Tam Poshut, the Sipuk Rikud Shalon Alo Nes Shome Olam. He wants to say that our type of clapping today is not never with us to begin with. Okay. The Bizman Chazal has Ebbeishim and Zamar Beklashir by Metaplan Zamar Alpi Seder Hashir. What I think he means is the clapping that was done as part of that professional, so to speak. That was part of the, I mean, it's almost, I guess, what similar to the, which you could say is also similar to the, something like the a cappella groups snapping and the clapping right? So that he said that was the original Gzair. Original Gzair was that type of thing. He said, "Avol Achshav Ein Zekhal." It would enhance them. It was almost like an accompaniment. The clapping was, and the slapping was like a slap in the thigh was an accompaniment to the music. Okay, it's not really when we clap today. It's not the same thing. "Avol Achshav Ein Zekhal." Beishmadam Klishir Elam Eishu Shar Mepet. You know, truth of the matter is, I mean, people do clap along at a concert when they're playing musical instruments. It's true. But usually the clapping, well, I mean, let's put it this way. If you go to a, like to a classical music concert, or, you know, I mean, nobody's kind of clapping along, right, with the orchestra. People clap along when the main thing is singing. So you when you hear, I don't know, whatever you hear, whatever the popular singers are, you know. So you're singing, and the music is to accompany the singer. The ikar is the singer, right? And now you're clapping along more with the singer than with the musical instrument. Nobody claps at the philharmonic. Nobody's keeping a beat, you know, together with the philharmonic or playing Beethoven or something like that. I think that's what the Orchel Shulchan means. And at one time, it was more as an accompaniment to the music. That was the original Gzeirah. Here, he says, that we're clapping because Shorim Bepeh. Maybe it was you know, the different sounds of different notes, and so it's not the way it's done today. And therefore, Gama Rikur Basa Simcha. Okay, again, even the dancing is done more accompanying the singing than the musical instrument. And the Loa Azeh Gozuk Chacham. And therefore, in Simchas Torah, when we dance and so on, in the Sefer Torah, or Kavanah Torah, that's why it's allowed. Why should we allow? What do you mean? Isn't a shul darbanan? Okay. What do you mean? What kind of business? I mean, all of a sudden we said that it was Torah for a mitzvah. It's allowed. Why? Because that what we do isn't part of the gzeira to begin with. That's the chiddush Aruch HaShulchan here in Siv Shalom Tes. Siv Tes. Could I say? Yeah. I think some on Siv was Torah. I think not. I think everybody did. They said even the Lagom danced on Siv was Torah. But on a regular Shabbos. You know, again, dancing with kids or whatever, the Nancy Swaya or Shabbatons. I think there are some people in Lachman. I think there are.
We're supposed to say about ourselves when we say it's not.
Were you?
We're supposed
to say
we're not
going to
make
a decision. I think so. It's a fix of a make. Yeah.
Is that true?
So that's what the sort of Moshe, and then good segue. So 15. Ramosha, Igris Moshe, Archan, Chalik Beis, and Kuf. Okay. Binyan and Metapkin, Vein Ratam, and so on. So he looks on the third line, Hina the Chor, Dira Tosus Tumuim. Okay. What, in those days they were bigger, began to make, fix instruments. And B, Al Koponim, Meachosh and Nesu, Binyan and Lahate. Well, once it's there, Drabboni, you can't just undo it, right? And with Kol Shekain, your question, the end of line four, Hacha Shagam is Manenu, Haika Gam Mishabikin, Lassos Kleshid, our people know how to do it. Right? Do you see that? That's how Moshe is bothered by it. You said, right? There are people not to do it. Okay, and therefore we shouldn't. And therefore he said, "Lachen yes, can be a machmir." So lachen hoy min a roy lahachmir. Al kaponam adina. The Ramon said, like we saw, like Tosfos, shalzen nagul lahakil. Okay, v'chein rona sharba yirei mishem and rakim shalzen. Many people do. Not everybody. I mean, many people do. But then he writes, "Anil azaiti shatam." Maybe it's because. You know, it's a combination of a couple of things. The Gzeira, you know, Gzeira didn't spread on our type of thing. Not like the Aruch HaShulchan exactly. Saying, "Kevusha Achshav Mishtana Mikvisha Abimeim Shnistalek Atam O Nechshav Masher Poshto Boeis Shaiatam O Poshto Gam Achshav Kishalek Atam." And that's why you can undo the Gzeira. Okay, and Yeshomer the Kevin that you should do it. Shekala Chomish Olam Askimin Lahatir. Okay, we assume that everybody would allow it and so on. But the second question, he doesn't really deal with it. He says, I guess you go by the robe and so on. So people are makel, but I don't know, he's not necessarily so comfortable with it. So he has to, I think some people are machler. You know, but robe, the people don't know how to fix instruments and won't do it. Yeah. Say it again. Tuning itself, nobody's going to allow that. Yes, the question is, does Gzeirat Rabbanan, so it says Gzeirat Rabbanan to dance, now does it apply? You know, it's more comical to put on a physical. Yeah, I hear. I don't know. One or two other things on this subject, and I'll move along. It's an interesting topic, but I do want to finish this. So, in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, even shofar, you're not supposed to blow on Rosh Hashanah other than for the mitzvah. The Shulchan writes, it's been tough, Kuf Tzadi Bav Tzibalak, or more right. Lachash Yotzvah says, Shuvah Ein Leskal Or Bechinam. After you yotze, you shouldn't blow shofar. It's time to pull around. Right? Even and the Shari Tshuva there in Sukkot, no, discusses even Rosh Hashanah is not on Shabbos. About if it's on Shabbos, nothing to talk about. But even Rosh Hashanah is on a weekday. So if you can, I personally, when I get home, I blow other sounds to be yotze different shitas or whatever. Okay, that's something different. But once you yotze already, then you shouldn't. You can let kids do it and so on, but at the Shem Yisak and Kli Shir, the same thing would apply. We don't suspend the Isser all the way. Others say, well, no, Rosh Hashanah hold there, it doesn't apply. That's why we let the kids do it and so on. Rosh Hashanah says, in Dalin 18, he says that even if a guy wants to practice the next day, he can't. Okay, so that's all under category number one. That was the biggest of the categories discussed today. Okay, very interesting. Another issue that comes up that says, with all this under Makazera, so Makapata. Okay, all right. Number two, starting with source 19, Tvilas Kalim, bubbling something on Shabbos Yatim. Okay, so again, it's in Beitza, it's a Brisa, Yur Chesim Aleph 19. Tanya Kavosi, the Rabbibi, Kli Shenitma Me'erv Yatim. You have a Kli that became Tomei. Now let's remember, the original din of Tvilas Kalim is from Tumah, right? The Kli became Tomei, so you have to immerse it in the Mikveh. Okay, which doesn't apply nowadays. But anyway, Kli Shenitma Me'erv Yatim, Ein Matvil also be Yatim. You're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to be toivel on Yom Tov in the mikveh. So Gemara gives actually four reasons, but I printed two of them here. Gzeira Shema Yishe and Rova Omar Gzeira Mipnei Shanira Kemisak and Kli. That's our issue. Okay, you're fixing something. You're fixing it halachically. Right? It's not broken. There's nothing wrong with it, but it's not usable in its current state because it's tameh. So now it's under Gzeira of Shema Yisakin of Nakim Apatish because you know you're making a halachic tikkun. You're logically repairing it, okay? Rashi explains Shema Yisha means we're afraid we let you do it on Yom Tov, so you'll dafka wait till Yom Tov to do it. So like the shaving question, right? You'll dafka wait because you have time on Yom Tov, mashul adzi yom Yom Tov shuponi, okay? And then you'll end up in the intervening days using it, forgetting to be tovel. In other words, something became tummy on the, let's say this week of Shavuos, right? So let's say something became tummy today. So if I'd be allowed to tovel it on Friday on Yom Tov, today's Wednesday, I'm sorry. So let's say today's Wednesday. So something became Tomei today. And I know I can toggle it on Friday. I'm busy today. Tomorrow's the other way around. I know I can toggle it on Friday. I'll be toggling. I have plenty of free time. It's a long afternoon. So I'll toggle it then. And in the meanwhile, I'll forget. I'll use it. That's his reason. But Rava, our topic, second Rashi in 20, Rava says, time of the Masis mission, near Kazak and Kriva, Damia, the Takanas Bonach, it goes to Olamidar Bonham. Now, that type of Tvilas Kalim doesn't apply today, but the other type of Tvilas Kalim does apply today, namely, when you acquire a Kli from a non-Jew, right? Nothing to do with Tumah. You acquire a Kli from a non-Jew, whether you were in the Chumash, you took it as spoils of war, right, in Parshas Matos, or or you bought it from a non-Jewish manufacturer, a non-Jewish store. So the halacha is, in Yordaya, this is part of the Yordaya curriculum, but we'll throw it in here, 21, Simkuv Chav, Siv Aleph, you buy from a goy, brand new. Okay, I knew it wasn't Tommy. Buy from a goy, clay suda, you know, utensils or materials for a meal, whether metal or glass, or if it has lead on the inside, that's a machokas. And alpha beam shrim chadoshim, surich tzarklat bilim mikveh. That's what we put a mikveh. Or maya. Maya means an underground spring. Mikveh means pooled water, collected water. Okay, like our mikvahs today, it's basically water that from the rain was collected in a tub of some sort, and then it's attached to where we toggle. That's a different discussion, you know. But anyway, or Mayan. Mayan means an underground spring. Have you ever been to Tzad to go to the Arizal's mikvah? Ever go to the Arizal's mikvah in Tzad? Freezing cold, right? So that's an underground spring. Anyway, so that's also okay. Pasuk says, "I ach Mayan mikveh." Was at the end of Shemini. Anyway, so you have to toggle it. It has to have Barbaim Saw. That's the size of the mikveh. Good. Ramo adds, the Yishomim, that the other type of, if the inside is lead, you do it without a bracha, fine. Okay, now, the halacha is in Sivches there in Yoradei, in Kufchav 21. Ramo writes that also Ishtamesh Ba'afila Darachara Belotili, you're not supposed to use it. No, until Tvila, you're not allowed to use it. So that's why when you do toggle it, it's a tikkun, it's a halachic tikkun. You're not supposed to use a kli until Tvila. All right. And the Rambam paskins regarding again Tumah Parakov Gimel Lechel Shabbos Al Ches 22 Osul Hatbel Kalim Tmei B'Shabbos Neishu Kemisak and Kli. Fine. Okay. Now the Shulchan Aruch though here in Aruchaim Siman Shin Chav Gimel Siv Zayin or Bayos Lechel Shabbos Mutter Lahatbel Kli Chodesh Natol Tvila B'Yeshelshim. There's 2 days. Some say it's Mutter. Okay. Mutter. And we raise Shemayim Meitis Kulam. What if you raise Shemayim? You should try to be Machmir. And what you do is you take a kli in Yehudu Matana biyachzu shalom menu. You give it as a gift to a goy, then you borrow it back from him. Ain tzarik tefillah, therefore doesn't need tefillah because it belongs to a goy. Okay, I think it belongs to a goy. So we do sometimes with equipment that you have an appliance where it's a question where you can put it in water and it'll ruin it. right? That's a whole big machlokas, you know, electrical appliance. So usually in the olden days, they always assumed it's not going to ruin it. I'm sorry, if you take it out, you put it in electric samovar, sometimes you put it in water. So you let it dry out, but don't plug it in right if you took it out of the water, then you get electrocuted. But I mean, if you leave it for a few days to dry, it would be okay. However, I'm not convinced that applies today, because today they have these tiny, many appliances, they have tiny like computer chips, on cardboard almost, you've seen the inside. That gets wet, could ruin the whole thing. Anyway, so what you can do is you give it to a non-Jew. We have the Keurig machine in the office in the high school over here. So whatever, I sold it to a non-Jewish nurse that works here. Okay, so he bought it for a dollar. Okay, now we borrow it back. Okay, anyway, yeah. That's another issue. It depends how you put it in. It has airspace. You'll learn that in your day. But anyway, so the Shulchan Aruch has 2 days. He says, give it to him. I find there are more rights.
I'm just wondering, why did you sell it to him for a dollar if you could give it to him as a gift?
All right, whatever. Anyway, the Imu Kli Shiroi Lamalos Bomayim, but if it's a small Kli that you could, like a glass, you can just fill it with water so you can make a patent, like a trick, right? Yimala no Mayim and Mikvah also too. So I just want to wash out. I'm not toiling anything. So the Mikvah is my backyard, and I'm just going to scoop it in the cup to wash it out so it doesn't look like you're being toiling. Okay, you have to make sure it's completely submerged, all kinds of rules. That's another way out that it doesn't look like it. Okay, it doesn't look like it. And Shabur explains. Okay, 24. The Mishmur said, "Yerei Shemayim, right? So it's Yukat Lamed Gimel, Shin Chav Gimel, Kshin Chav Gimel, Yukat Lamed Gimel. Mashma in Tzara Din, Maskel De Rishono." Okay, Ramos really agrees that that it's mutter. Okay, but he said on the other hand, the Ramos writes in the Dark Emotion, the Medina lives Yesh Lusso Kedasa Yesh Osun. Okay, and all right, we call Mokim over with Tova Efsir Mutal Ishtamish Bo. You did it, and then you're allowed to do it. It's a suffix, so you should should do it. Again, you can look at these dinim. Why does this trick work? How can you give it to a goy to matana? So you're not allowed to give matanas on Shabbos. So it's a quote lama dama. So we talk about that. We talk about by kosev. No, talk about giving gifts on Shabbos by the malach of kosev. So that's one of the things from that same Mishnah in Beitza. But Hacha Shor Mishum Tzorach Shabbos, considered Tzorach Shabbos, and then you borrow it back. But if you call Lamed Hey, the Mishmur writes, when you borrow it back, Mikol Mokol Achar Shabbos Tzorach Lad Bilu. Okay, but you should do Tefillah and get it back from me after Shabbos. Not a question about the bracha. Anyway, the Ramah's trick to call Lamed Vav is Eino Muchach Sheosol Shem Tefillah. But he says that's only if you have no other kalim to use. You should try and avoid using it. Okay. Anyway, there's a long bir halacha. Yeah. Good question. That's why I don't know if that would be true today. If they go to the mikvah, maybe they had more mikvahs and people also used it for washing stuff. That's what I would think. Now, I don't have the time now. It's source 25. The long bir halacha explains the 2 days. Okay. Whether the beginning of the mechaber, right? The mechaber begins Sif Zion 23, Sif Shinchov Gimel, Sif Zion, Mutulat, Beklechadish, Veishosim. So Mishabur, the Bir Alocha, gives you the whole background to it. Okay, he says that the reason is, because you're looking at Gemara and Beitza, because the Gemara and Beitza we started with, what's going on? Let's go back to source 19, right? It says you're not allowed to, right? Klishin and Mary Yom Tov, and Matbil also. So how can it be a day that it's Mutter? Gemara, Yud Chesed and Alpha Beitza says that it's also. So he says, well, it depends what the reason is. Okay, and really, I didn't quote the old Gemara because we're not learning that now, but the Bir Halacha gives it to you. He says, it says that it's Osir. Someone said it's Osir because you may carry it to the Mikvah Shem Yavi Renu. And someone says that it's, remember, Kalim doesn't only mean what we call Kalim. Garments also called Kalim. When they become Tame, you have to toggle them also. So they might be Schita. Okay. So anyway, if those are the Iker reasons, if it's Shem Yavi Renu or Schita, maybe that doesn't apply nowadays. Okay. Schita today, there's no tefillas kalim by garments for tefillas kalim for when you get it from a guy. It's only a tumah question. And he says the other reason that you may delay and use it by mistake, well, wouldn't apply today either because no issur to use it. I mean, not supposed to use it, but if you use it by mistake, it's not so terrible. The food doesn't become asr. And that's why some people say it's mutter. The Gemara only asr'd those kalim which were tame, either because you may come to squeeze it out if it's a garment, or you may come to delay, both of which doesn't apply to this kalim of when you get from a goy. However, the other Rishonim says, I'm saying it outside. You can read it inside. You should read it inside. But the Be'alacha says, the other Rishonim say, no. The other reason is are the Iker reasons. Okay? Namely, if it's Tikkun Kli, then that applies to this as well. Okay? But he says, maybe it won't. The reason you make it is because, again, it doesn't answer the food. It doesn't answer the food. And he says, let's remember that at the very end he writes, Tvila Mekelem Chadoshim is not removing any tumah. It's because it's almost like the Ramban really writes it, the Bir Halacha quotes it. It's like when you get kelim from a goy, you have to convert them to Judaism. That sounds funny, but that's the idea. Look what he writes. He says, hold on to the bottom. He says, Rak b'shul sheyotzeh m'shul eino yehudi bo l'kedushas Yisrael. Tzricha hitzricha Torah tvila. Okay, I think the Ramban and other Rishonim write this already. But it's like almost like a conversion of the kelim. I buy a kelim from a goy, now bring it to a Jewish home. So it needs tvila, right? It's like a sort of pseudo conversion. But maybe that's not called misaka in the same way. Okay, anyway, take a look at that Mishnah Berurah. So that's case two. We have Gzeirat Rabbanan relating to, what do you call it? Shem Yisakin, Makar Patish. The third thing, also mitzvah-oriented, is Afrosh Eschala. The Mafrosh Eschala. Now, it's not again Shabbos, because you can't cook on Shabbos, but you can cook, you can bake on Yontif. So can you do Afrosh Eschala on Yontif? So we know that this again in Yeridaya, it's in Shin Chav Bei Sifala, 26 mitzvahs. That's a lahafrish truma meisah litnah kohen. Good. This applies even to chutz la'aretz, but it's if hey, the Shulchan Aruch rules. Again, I haven't caught all the background. We're not learning the hilkos challah here, but challah is chutz la'aretz. Afrish may hold the ikar chibud divrayim, ein asur bechila. Okay, even it's challah and chutz la'aretz. It's they're din drabbanan, so it's not asur bechila, except for certain types of tuma. Generally speaking, tamei meis is mutar. That's today. No more rights. So you only have to do a little bit and burn part of it. And that's what we do. Okay. Now, the Rambam writes, 27. Ain trumas and that's also that same mission in Beit Zalat Rav. She says Doma Lamakdish also in Paris. But oh, Bimeishum Kimisaken also in Shabbos. Of course, it's Chala. It's going to be the same thing. We have a din from a mission by Rabbi Likin. But I only quoted from the Shulchan Aruch again because we're not learning all the background here. The Shulchan Aruch says in Sim Reish Samach Aleph Sif Aleph, Sofek Hashecha. The Mishnah I should have quoted, but the Mishnah in Baman Alikin. Sofek Hashecha, which we call Ben Ashmoshos, right? And he tells you it's three quarters of a mil after Shkia. That's 13 and a half minutes after Shkia, whatever. Okay. And different sheet is about that. So, Ein Ma'asmes HaVadai. You can't take Vadai Ma'asmes anymore. It's Shabbos. Mishabur writes in Dalit there in Sima Reish Samach Aleph 29, Tavalei Kimisaken, because when you separate Shumas and Maizah, it's Tikkun. Behu Adin Shasta Lafrish Chala Apichu Florence. The upshot here, Nalei B'Mafrish Chala, because again, it's a halachic Tikkun. It's a halachic repair of this item. Okay? And he says, Yesh Lahachmer, because Chalas, even though Chalas Chutzor, you have another way out. Chalas Chutzor, in Eretz Yisrael, there's not much of a way out. Okay, you look in your days in Shinchov Gimel Sif Aleph 30. Imrotz Alechol Tchila Bachaka Chafrish Achala Bechutzor It's Mutter. They Sheini Kar Alam Divrayim. Avachalas Eretz Yisrael Ayuchal Chiyafrish. The truth is, in Eretz Yisrael, if Chala wasn't taken before Yontif, there's no way out. Okay, there's no way out. There's nothing you do about it. Okay, and you have to find something else to eat. You can't be Mafrish Chala. However, Chutzor It's You can eat it now and set aside some later, afterwards, after Shabbos. And so and this would apply, I said before, can't apply. It's mostly a din of Yontif, but a din in Shabbos also, if you already baked it, it's already baked. The din is you still have to do Mafresh Challah even after baking it. You're supposed to do it before, but if you didn't, you do it after, so there can be no gain on Shabbos also. All right? And so that's what the Mishnah writes by us. It's in Reish Samach Aleph, after Shabbos. And Dalad, Chalas Chutzlart, you can eat it without a fresh challah. Ul shayer ma'at ad achar Shabbos. Leave some out and do it later. Okay. All right. Anyway, that's the din of challah. So that'll be a difference in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, you're absolutely not allowed to eat the bread or the cake or the rolls or whatever it is without a fresh challah. Okay. And therefore, if it's Shabbos or Yom Tov, you didn't do it. Tough. Okay. You find something else to eat. Okay. No way out. Chutz La'aretz a bit of a way out because you know it's in the Rabbanon. So even though separating it is makar patish, it's part of this din, but the other way is out, namely you can eat some now and separate it later, works with Chalas Chutzlaritz. Okay.
Today in Eretz Yisrael, do people give challah to the Kohanim?
So we don't give challah, we don't give chumas right like that to Kohanim today because we don't know whether the Kohen is really a Kohen or not. He may not be. Today we assume that we have called Kohane Chazoke. I don't know if somebody's a Kohen. So you tell you, oh, my father's a Kohen. You know, that's like the old joke. The guy came to the rabbi, he tells me he wants to be a Kohen. And he'll give a big donation to the shul if the rabbi make him a Kohen. So the rabbi says, I can't make your Kohen. I mean, okay, how big a donation you give? Goes the next rabbi. Finally comes another rabbi and says, well, tell me, why do you want to be a Kohen? So he said, well, my father was a Kohen, my grandfather was a Kohen, my great, I want to be a Kohen also. So he said, okay, I'll take the donation, make your Kohen. Anyway, but that's called Kohen Chazoke. And a Chazoke, the guy's a Kohen. So for many dinim, it doesn't matter. Let's say we call up a guy for the first Aliyah, we ask him to lead the benching, and he's not a Kohen. Big deal. So he wasn't a Kohen, led the benching. Okay, but for Truma, Zachiv Karis, you know, Misa, if you eat Truma, not a Kohen, so then we don't take any chances. Inshallah, about Duchening, with the bracha, but anyway, not for right now. But that's the story. Okay, that's our first Shalom. So we had the Tvilas, we had this Klishir, and we had Tvilas Kelim, we had our first Shalom. The other things are more in the realm, not the mitzvah.
Aren't there some Kohanim that have a
Yichus? Have a tradition. People wrap report, they have them. Others that trace it back, but we assume anyway.
So today, in such families, could you give them?
I don't think so. I don't think we don't do it. We don't do it. Okay. Issue number 4, starting 31, swimming on Shabbos. And that's also an issue of Makom Patish, because the Gemara says, in Beitza, and Lamed Vav and Beis, and it's a mission rather. Same mission with the Gemara, the mission was in source 1, one of the things mentioned is Lo Shatten Al Pnei Hamayim. That was mentioned before, although I could have done it before because it's first in the, but okay, that was the more common issue or more famous issue first. But what's the reason why? So the Gemara says on Lamed Vav Beis in Beitza, okay, Lo Shatten Al Pnei Hamayim, Gzeira Shem Yaseh Chavis Shel Shayotin. You'll make some kind of a thing to float on. Rashi says, it's not a tube or something. Like a long tube woven out of reeds. It's some kind of thing you hold on to. And you learn how to row and how to swim and whatever else. Okay, it's some type of an instrument. Tos is there in Beit Salam Maso Shema. Quotes Rashi. He thinks that Rashi is wrong because that's not considered a kli. For other purposes, rather it's something made out of charis, made out of earthenware, and it's set up more like a raft. Rashi, where it's more like some kind of a tube. I don't want to say a noodle. Today, they use what they call noodles, those foam things. Okay, but those kind of things, I'm afraid you're going to make one on Shabbos, and therefore, it's also to go swimming. The Rambam, Perakov Gimel Alacha Hay, 34. Ain't Shotan Lemayim, Zereshim Yisak, and Chavash Mujatin. But that's in the ocean. What about Brechas Shabachotzer? Whatever swimming pool, you're not going to make a raft there in a swimming pool, right? So it says, Mutter Lashem Bezor, you're allowed to go swimming. She'eno Bo'losos Chavin Shatah, that concern is not present in a small pool. But Rushel Safa Mukhefesh Ayakam in Amayim, as long as it has a lip around it, some kind of a, I don't know what the right word is, what they have around the pool, the water can't flow out. It become like a stream. There's a hecker between there and where the other water is. It's some kind of a lip. So otherwise, it's more like an ocean and more like a stream than a xeric water supply. But if the pool is self-contained and all water streams out in a flowing stream, then that's then self-contained and that's different. But if water does come out, you know, forms like a stream, then it's part of the xeric. Shulchan Aruch has this in Shin Lamed Tes Beis 35. Ein Shoten. Because when the water leaks out, comes like a stream, so it's part of the same issue. But if the pool has some kind of a lip or cement or whatever it is around it, you can tell the difference. Even if the water sloshes out, this lip, you know, keeps it in. So then it's like a kli and leka mitzvah shemiyas and chovas shayata. It's like a big kli, a big tub of water. So it's like you're not going to worry about the xeri there. Okay. The chayodim paskins klam memdal tzimchav 36 ain shot al amayim shemiyas or kli. I didn't tell you what. Some type of kli, lilmo loshutol. Something to help you in the swimming process. So, okay. Now, in general, though, we assume this is also altogether. The Shohar consumed Shin Chavav Siv Zion. Hilchos Shabbos talks about Rochetz Benahar. Somebody was washing. We talked about this. Someone was washing himself, bathing himself, brook, the stream. So Tzarek Shinagim.
What about going to the mikvah also on Shabbos?
Yeah, well, yeah, 1 second. Okay, good. Okay. There's some who, I mean, some will answer it. What I had it here. Oh, okay, 1 second, yeah. The next one. 38. With the Shulchan Aruch, let's look at Shin Chavot Siv Zayin. Arochetz Benar Tzorek Shinage Gufo Yofek Kishol Benar. You have to dry yourself off very well. So no water, you'll end up sort of carrying in your skin in a place you're not allowed to carry. Kavisha Olam and Arachitzi Yeshribu Mayim HaGufo. You have a lot of water on your body, so you've got to towel it off first. The Mishabur, though, writes in Sekot Chavalev, 38. Arochetz Benar Kosra Poskim Denogu Shalalichot Kal. Meaning is not to bathe at all. Benar Obe Mikveh the Motzi Lovo De Sikhaser. Old comment, various other problems. So people don't generally do it. See them do go. See them do go to the mikvah on Shabbos, and they're careful not to dry themselves. They're careful not to carry the water out and so on. And you have to be careful not to wring out the towel because that's chita. So there are people, but the Mishabura says that many poskim say not to because it's chita ser and various other reasons. Okay, now. Hashulchan Siftes says, "Al kiyesh mikcholim gedolim, big mikcholim by going into the river Belachain. Hinhigu kadmonenu shalolirchot b'tzonen b'shabbos kol gufo." Period. We don't immerse ourselves. Period. Okay. And even women will not go to the mikveh if it's tefillah shalob bizmana. Tefillah bizmana maybe it's a mitzvah, but they won't go for shalob bizmana. And he writes at the end of his test, Baruch Hashem does, "Uminag zeh niskaba me'avoseinu v'avosa v'aseinu me'kama me'el shonim." It's already, the Baruch Hashem is writing in the late 1800s, it's already a minig for several hundred years that we've accepted. "Babo lifrotz gidrosh v'shonu olav ne'mar poritz gedeh shonu nochash." There's a Kabbalah that we have, "Isser chomer levilti yurichotz benaros v'agama ve'onos v'shabbos kalkal." We don't bathe at all on Shabbos. Okay. That's in terms of that. But again, it does relate to our subject of what's my call of Shami Isaki. Okay. Because we ended up making this a raft and then we never do it. Number five, we actually talked about, so we go through quickly. Five is Molid Reach. Molid Reach. So that's another Gemara in Beit Chav Gimel Aleph. 40, Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, Damir Trabayo, Sechuve Kasa Ashiroi. You want to, Sechuve means like to overturn. Kasa is a cup with some scent in it, some fragrance in it. Ashiroi, on your garments. Okay. Biomatoba Asr. Not allowed to put a scent on your garment. My time is to come only Recha. You're creating Recha. I, Umay Shom, and Mololom, and Rechbo, but you can allow to rub the fragrance stick, allow to rub it, or Kotmo, you can break it so the smell comes out from the broken part. That's allowed. No, hasam reicha mia isa. It's there. The reich is there. You're just adding. But here you're alodi who kamolid reich. The garment has not smell to it. You're putting the smell in. That's a different story. Okay. Rashi explains in Kof Gimel Aleph 41. It embeds the kamolid reicha shenichnas becheres shalahaber. It goes into the earthenware, the bowl, or the garment, or whatever it is that you're putting scent into. It's also the rabbanon. Why? It's like doing something new. It's like macrobatis. You're putting the finishing touch on something. Okay? And then again, he explains what the other things are. To put something that smells good on your garments. Okay? Also, the kamol reach b'shirayim. You're closing the reach in the shirayim. Okay? The Rambam paskins like this.
So cologne and deodorant.
And not on garments. Not on garments. We'll see in a moment. The body's different. Okay, but the Paragdal Lachavot, Ein Ma'asim Bitaris Biyamtim Eshuk Machabe, that burning incense, a different issue. Bafilo Rechba, aiming to smell it, or to make the house smell nice, that's not allowed, for different reasons. Hilchos Yontif and Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim Simen Tov Kuf Yud Aleph Sidalad, Ein Osin Mugmar, again, Mugmar means fragrance, incense, spices, even to Hanel Lafaz, I mean, it's so like honey, drop sweet smelling things on the fire to make smells nice and so on. That you're not allowed to do. In Siman Shin Chav Beis, Sif Hey, it says Mutar L'Taltal Atze B'Samim. You can't take sticks from various B'Samim, whatever their clothes, whatever else they are, L'Riach B'Hem, or to give them to a sick person or to smell. Umolol, or you rub them together to create a smell. Whether Echad Kashim V'Echad Rakim, okay, and Sukkot Yeches, because not Or L'Achila, it's Mutar and so on. But the issue is, I will also the end of Sukkot Yeches, Mishmur writes, I will also last long and a half. I will also the holy breach yon lanich b'samim beged for kedama k'tisha beged mireach aser. And I'm going to put it in beged. Okay. Now in back in Or HaChaim Sim Kuf Chaf Ches laws of duchening. Apparently it was a practice. Okay. We know it's evolved. The practice they can't have to wash their hands even if they wash their hands by shachris in the morning before davening. Still chosen not to hurt. They have to wash it again up to the wrist. Shuchim or yad b'azor. Now, Levi, you took my money down. And Levi, poor, you know, it's Levi's job to wash a kohanim. You know that, right? My grandfather Shalom told me a story once. He had in his shul somebody who was a very, very wealthy, Jew, but very ignorant of Jewish law. But he came to the shul maybe three times a year, whatever it was, one of those type of Jews. And a very sweet man. And my grandfather talked to him. So he was a very wealthy man. He had a staff, and you know, he lived in a mansion. He had a staff, butlers and bakers, and you know, whatever else. And he had all staff in his house, and you know, he didn't lift a finger. So he said he had to go somewhere, and he asked my grandfather to find him. He has to be for, I think it was for Shavuos. He had to be in some other community, and he wanted to say Yisker. That much he did meet him, so he wanted to say Yisker, and my grandfather told him, where the neighbor shul was, to where he was staying. And he had his limousine, this guy, you know, ripped out his limousine, drive him up to the shul, you know. Anyway, so he goes into the shul, and he's telling my grandfather a story, and he said, Rabbi, a man came over to me when I sat down and said to me, excuse me, you're a Levi. And he said, I didn't know what it meant. So I, again, he was totally ignorant, you know, knew about Yisker, but that's about it. So he said, guys, Israel, are you a Levi? So I want to get rid of him. I said, yes. Rabbi, the next thing I knew, I was in the back of a room washing people's hands. My girl, this guy didn't wash his own hands. He had like attendants take care of him because just to get rid of the guy. He's a labor. I mean, I had a 50-50 shot, you know, getting the right answer. But the next thing I know, I'm washing people's hands. But anyway, the Mishabur quotes that there was a in Sukkot Chav Gimel of Sim Kuf Chav Ches, there's only one sin in the laws of benching, of Abichas Kohen, of Duchening. And a lot of the cottons there. But anyway, the cotton chav kim yesh mekomos, that the minig was they would put some sweet smelling stuff in the water that they washed the cotton's hands with. I don't think we do it nowadays, but he says yesh mekomos haminig shofkin shemen on shareach b'mayim. Okay, to make when you wash the cotton's hands and make it smell nice. But he says he doesn't think it's allowed. He quotes the Taz and the Magen Avraham, it's not allowed to also kamod reicha. They're making in the water. Okay, and some people are makel because. It's mixed with the water, and certainly you can make if you made that water mixture from before Shabbos and so on. Even though now the hands are going to smell, look what the Mishnah will write to the end. After mod reicha bidei kohanim, because now there's the reich on the hands of the kohanim. Apparently, that's not a problem. You can't make the water, but if the water is made before, you're allowed to pour it on the kohanim, even though it's mod reich. So from there, we learn that on the body, it's okay, and that's why you can put scent or perfume or deodorant on Shabbos, on the body. It might be now, but deodorant may be a different problem if it's, you know, whatever. Certain types of deodorant, it's mareach, if you flat it out. But if they spray deodorant and that kind of thing, I think it's okay. Okay, and even if it'll get onto the clothes afterwards, but, you know, because of your body, but you can put it on your body. Also, air fresheners, the spritz, air fresheners also okay. All right, now we come to the last of the things. We'll finish off with this. Okay, and that is, I actually spoke about this, mentioned this. Quickly, also, we cop and folding garments, folding things. We spoke about this yesterday. So the Mishnah says, and we didn't go into details, so I'll just finish the details now and I'll be done with this. The Mishnah in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Gimel, and Aleph 48 says, Mekaplen es hakelim, you can fold clothes, afilo arba chamisha pom, even four or five times. Mekaplen es hakelim, Rashi explains, to get the wrinkles out, right? You do even four or five times. Kedei lapso v'losh, losh, and bo bayom, you're changing in and out of these clothes to wear on Shabbos. The Gemara on that Mishnah Kufi Gimel Aleph says Amar Rav Yanai, he limited. We saw this yesterday. So I printed it again here. We saw this yesterday. So it, only one person at a time. If two people, it looks more like you're laundering and folding, so it looks more like you're fixing it. And also the difference between new clothes and old clothes. Old ones you shouldn't press because that fixes it better. New ones are nicely pressed anyway. Okay, and it makes a difference between white clothes and colored garments. And also, does he have other things to wear? So based on that, the Rambam Perkov Beis, and again, the Rashi a couple times, there in 51, Kufi Gimel Aleph says, the reason it's usher, when you have two people, then it's nirin kemisakten, it looks like you're fixing something. And the old ones also, kipul on misakten, yosem chadoshim, clothes that have been worn, so when you fold it neatly, it straightens it out, it fixes it more than new ones. The new ones are new as it, they're nicely folded, nicely pressed as it is. But after you worn it several times, so again, all this is under fixing things, makar patish, and the Rambam paskins per kaf beis alacha kaf beis. The chayin ain mekapen. We got him b'shabbos kederek shalos in mechol. You can't do it the way it's done. And again, it mentions the qualifications. It has to be beggar chadash and so on. And shulchan aruch also. Sim shin beis and gimel mekapen can b'shabbos talk shabbos bedavka barim echar v'chadoshim shadayin l'niskapsel ulevanim and ain leilach avim chaser ach echar elo atonai osim. And then he adds, but Yeshmi Shomer, the kapul shaloka said kipulo, to fold it, just not on the crease, not on the lines, right? Not on the way it's normally folded. That's mutar b'chol inyan. And I have there finally finish off the Mishabura says it's mutar b'chol inyan. Why to do that? Because you're quite new. She'ain l'kipul zeh shumkim, ain kamasak and klal. That's not good. That's not going to last. Okay, you fold it, you know, just to put it away and not to leave it draped over your chair or whatever, hang in the closet, and so on. That's ain kana sak and klal. Therefore, it's mutter and near a dvarm is and shkot yutes chayin sos ma'achronim. Okay, the aruch shulchan. Again, we saw this yesterday, but let's go back and look at shin beis yud sifir aleph. Explains it talks about again difference, just like you talked about with the you know, with the instruments. It's different today than it was in those days. Okay. Now, our type of kipul today, you know, it's not a maisa uman. It's not. They were talking about keder shalosim mechol, you know, with some sort of a fancy way of folding it, and it's tikkun kelim, and not just folding. And you know that's what the issue is. I will look at the towards the end of first sif yud in Shin Beis 55. I will keep a poshet in kipeda klal, okay, and. On the other hand, the Ravid says, we saw this the other day, I didn't quote the Ravid this time, but the Ravid said the issue is Torah, so that might be a nafgamina. And Sifir Aleph, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, a nafgamina l'dina, the Rambam, if it doesn't hold from Tircha, therefore, our type of simple folding, sack and kli, would be okay, and the Ravid would, you know, be mach, because it's because of Torah. And he also speaks about folding a talis, so you can check what I said yesterday. He doesn't think that that's to conclude either on Shabbos. Might be preparing for after Shabbos, but let's say Friday night, the warrior tells us you could probably fold it up according to this reason. Okay, so that takes care of the halacha of Makir Patish. This is the Makir Patish on Makir Patish today. So that's the finishing touches on that. And Bez Hashem, next week we'll talk about three Shirim on Hotzah, and then we'll have completed our survey of the 39 halachas. Okay, I wish everybody a good Shabbos and a good Yantif. We should enjoy Shavuos and have to learn, and we should have a proper Kabbalah Satorah, and renew it, B'chol Yom Yom Kichadosh, and renew our Kabbalah Satorah, and go back to learning in Yerushalayim. Okay, have a wonderful Shabbos and a wonderful Yom Kippur.